policies that affects all women, including women with disability in China. My first question is, please provide information and measures taken on women and girls with disability and exercising reproductive rights and health related to the government population policies in rural areas. Second, based on the information that women with disability in China have very less access in prenatal care and exam, including access to accessible information on sexual and reproductive health services. Third, a systematic barriers to have access to health and accessible healthcare are still happening in China. For example, the procedure to register a disability certificate from the government are complex and often discouraged for persons with disability. So my question is, if an individual with disability arrives at the hospital and is medically determined to have a disability, but whatever reason has not received a certificate from the government, are they still eligible for medical treatment and insurance subsidy provided by the government? And fourth, please provide information on the procedure of informed consent for women with disability and including women with psychosocial disability to have rights to freely choose or refuse treatment and access it, and accessing healthcare services and medical treatment. My other questions on Article 31st on data and statistic. I understand that many years in 2005 to 2016, the National Bureau of Statistics in China estimated that persons with disability represented 6.34% of the population. It seems to me that probably is an underestimation caused by the methodologies for data collections. And my question is, the government does utilize the national census on the Washington Group on Disability Statistics on short sets of questions, which if for now a tool for census based on the functional approach designed also to overcome underreporting based on stigma around disability. The other questions, do you counting an estimation rely on administrative data which comes from disability certification procedures? And the last question is, we understand that they are quite burdensome and many people might not access the certification, and this could lead a risk of underestimation of the data in China. I think my other questions, my last one is, do you also count persons with chronic illness as part of persons with disability? Thank you.
Ms. Gamio, you have the floor.
Gracias, señora presidenta.